Welcome back to the BFM Studio. My name's John. I'm here with Oscar from Soaked Oats. What an absolute pleasure to have you in here, mate. Big fans of Soaked Oats.
Thanks, man.
And it's I've got a water. Thank you, Matt Thompson. It is very special to have you up in Tamaki for, I don't know, whatever reason. Whatever reason you're up here. Do you want to divulge why you're here? Just out doing some press?
No, we've been recording. We're working on our next record. Yeah.
Working title came out last year, right?
Yeah.
And that was your first full length.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have just obviously got a bunch more songs that you want to lay down.
Yeah. Yes. Working title took a long time, I guess. We spent quite a while on that thing, and by the time it was released, we'd already been in the process of working on this next one. So yeah, I've been telling people that we're working on this next record and we'll have it done soon, and everyone's like, oh, it's prolific. But
are you finding that this time around the songs are coming out a bit more, like everything's coming together a bit more easily?
Man, I don't really know what to make of that whole I have no idea how it works.
Yes.
Songs.
It just is what it is.
Yeah, and sometimes that's like laborious and arduous, and sometimes it's not. But this next record was all written together from this I guess residency that we did at the Muscle Inn in Golden Bay. So it's the first time that all the songs have sprung forth from collective
one particular
jamming,
place. Well, yeah. I mean, what does a residency at the Muscle Inn in Golden Bay
look like?
Yeah, what the heck?
And it coincided with the Omicron.
Oh, really? You're all trapped together.
Well, yeah, we played a festival up here, and then we got word that was happening, so we kind of hightailed it down to get the ferry.
Yep.
And then in Wellington, we were just about to get on the ferry. It was like, country's going to lockdown, so we messaged Jane and Andy.
Just quickly, did you guys get a free ferry ride for Soaked Oats performing on the ferry?
No.
Oh, come on.
That was a hectic ferry ride, actually. You could see people trying to like get through and break through to get onto the ferry because they didn't have tickets, and it was like, oh, shit, this is real. So there was a lot of energy, and then we pulled up to the Mus and messaged, just before we got on the ferry, messaged Jane and Andy, who owned that place, and we're like, can we still come? They're like, yeah, it's going to be closed now, obviously, but you can have it for as long as you want. So we were there for a month and a half with like it's a brewery and a cafe and everything, so we pretty much just had a brewery and a cafe.
Is there a live performance?
Yeah, there's a great venue. It's an incredible venue.
So were you just jamming in the venue?
The crew? They have a log cabin out back that they built when they moved there, like back in the 80s. And Andrew like taught himself how to build log cabins and built this insane two-story thing. And if you perform there, that's where you stay. So we had that for a month and a half, and we just used one of the rooms and turned it into a studio. And
so yeah, all the songs you are recording now are just songs from this particular
trip. Yeah.
Wow, that is so cool. That is so good, man. That's incredible.
Nice cough cut there.
Turn the mic off.
Yeah.
Those mics over there probably caught it.
Yeah, background cough.
I use that pause for like impact as well.
Wow, yeah.
That's how you radio. Just have to cough a little bit.
I've got a lot to learn.
Man. Oh, man. So cool. Now, you guys, obviously, you know, incredible band. Are you going to be out hitting the road? We have mentioned that you'll be down at Nesfest. Is that your only summer festival appearance of the summer festival season?
There'll be another one in February, which might remain a little undisclosed.
Yeah, to be announced. I can probably guess what is happening in Feb.
Yeah, and then we'll be touring these songs in March around the country. We're just gonna hit community halls and kind of pop up in weird spaces and put on these experiments, because the songs are a lot different. They're not so. We're not going to be a band on a stage. We're just going to be set up in the middle of the room with like the crowd surrounding and everyone on the ground, and we're just going to be in there for 2 hours and do these. They're quite long form and weird, and
a bit more like a long form as in kind of a krauty motoric type thing.
Motoric would be the word.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. I'm feeling it already. I'm already there.
Yeah,
I'm cool. Already there.
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, you guys are... I feel like you guys are kind of staples of the Nest Fest, Buzz. You've played at least one, and yeah, or if not a couple. Yeah. The new festival site is absolutely amazing. I love it so much.
Cool.
I went down for 2 years ago. Obviously, last year didn't happen because of the big rains we had. But if anyone is out there and they are busting their chops to head down to Nest Fest, we do have a double pass to give away. So, Oscar... you have been kind enough to source an acoustic guitar and bring one in. Are you all good to maybe give us a little taster of some solo acoustic soaked notes? Is that all good? Okay, I'll turn this off. And we haven't sound checked or anything in here, so just if you want me to give you a little bit more guitar or vocals or tune your headphones up, just kind of give me a signal.
Sure, okay, let's do a test. La 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 la. Can you give me some more vocal? Hey, hey, hey. Okay.
Turn the cans up a little bit. Let me. Oh, they're so quiet.
Thank you.
Is that better?
That's great.
Yeah.
Cool. Brother slams his fork down, watching all the big mouths get up and sing. He's been wrestling with his thoughts now, thinks he'll show them all when he says something. Here's a child so willing and able, of a size unrecognized by the table. And each night it resumes till the thought starts to stew. I know so much better than all of you. Uh-huh. Brothers, 26 now, staring at a big crowd, watching him sing. Singing all about his thoughts, how no one in the world really understands him. And a thought appears as he notices all the lips moving just like his. He thinks, how much do I deserve, and whose seat have I really earned? And with a mouth he sings, oh, how many people don't question their word, and like a child only want to be heard, oh, to say something.
Sorry, swearing on the radio, people. Oh. So good. Mm-hmm. A big old sip of water there. Oscar from Soaked Oats in the studio, just playing a little number on acoustic for you, dear people of BFM land. What do you have any other like sweet ass Soaked Oats news to share with the listeners out there?
Man.
Do you have any? Because you guys were no strangers to giving you know the USA a good lap or heading up to Europe. Is there anything that you guys might be beavering away at or trying to lock in?
Potentially, but I don't want to say anything until it's confirmed.
Yeah, I'm also much of that sort of mindset where it's like, oh, I just don't want to talk about that sort of stuff unless it's like...
I've been guilty of that in the past. And
yeah. Like,
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do all this stuff and then it doesn't transpire.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. We'll see. It's been a funny last, you know. It's been a funny time.
Yes.
Of late. So it kind of feels like we're just getting some wheels back on. Yeah. Yeah. We shall see.
No, fair enough. So at the moment, last couple of weeks, doing some good recording. Obviously, there's a bit of a gestation period where you might like go back and do what you got to do to tracks or write more tracks or put more parts down. Mm. You're going to... head out and road test some of it in March. We're just a bunch of soaked oats kind of shows. And then do you guys have a rough estimate on when people might... Would you speculate as to...
Again, this is going to be a bad thing.
Okay, can't talk about it. Just like, nah, forget about the people.
I'm sorry.
It's happening, but...
There's new music. Those shows will be the... Those shows will be the spot. Will be the thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of... Those shows are also supposed to be about... I think the record and the live show are kind of one and the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm looking at it.
Yes.
That's how I'm framing it. It's like, if you want to come understand what these songs are about, you do kind of need to come witness the live show. And they're going to be, we're just going to try and make it as affordable and accessible and everything as possible because it feels like it's what people need.
Yes.
And it's also what I feel myself, you know, it's like times are tight, so
yeah,
just put on a show.
Excellent. Are you feeling like you got one more in you, or you just want to call it quits?
No, I can sing a song.
Okay, all right. How you, was that everything sounding pretty good? It sounds spot on to me. You need anything from this my end, my side of the desk?
I wouldn't know what to.
Okay.
I'll sing.
Someone has text through. Wow.
Okay.
That's always reaffirming. I'm reaffirmed. Thank you, text.
I reckon they were wowing at your off-mic cough break. Immensities caught and released in form. I stood on the sands at the mouth of a man's river, shaking his hand, and through his arm felt the echoes of every heart falling apart, facing a sentence ending on a question mark. He said there's a song in a handshake, and have a good day today. It ended when the river met the sea, until he ascended right in front of me. Now when the clouds form, he is the rain. Afraid these words might scar some page, but But I must write them all the same, day to day, day to day. Oh no. What part did I play? Day to day.
Someone's wondering, well, you've got Bob Dylan in the studio. Can you ask him about Blowing in the Wind? Question mark. And someone else has said, Oscar sounds amazing.
Thank you.
So there we go.
Couldn't say anything about Blowing in the Wind.
that's the old shit, dog. Hey, Oscar from Soaked Oats, thank you so much for making the trek in. It is an absolute pleasure to have you come in and play some songs for us. Everyone out there, Soaked Oats at, I'm already going to call it, at Nesfest. I reckon you guys will be one of the picks of the festival. Beautiful festival site. 5395, if you are keen to head along, text your name and your B card through. Double passes up for grabs down in the sunny Hawke's Bay on the 5th and 6th of Jan, so you're probably still on holiday. You'll see a big old contingent of the BFM office down there, so come hang out with us and see Soaked Oats at the fest. It's going to be mint.
Hell yeah. Yeah, then we'll be back in March.
Okay.
I was just looking at the Auckland Old Folks Association. Oh, yeah. The old ass, yeah. Have you been to a show there?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we'll probably play there.
Okay, cool. Nice. Excellent. All right, Oscar, we'll just keep our eyes peeled. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, mate. Cheers, brother.
Thanks, man.